Hello, beautiful souls. If you are looking to realign with your authentic self, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Sage Wright, and each episode, I'll bring my experiences, my insight, and together we'll unlock our full potential and we'll create a life filled with purpose and authenticity. So whether you're tuning in on your morning drive, pumping iron in the gym, or in moments of quiet self-reflection, just know that you're not on this journey alone. Redefine and Realign is here to support, uplift, and guide us towards the life we've always dreamed of. So get ready to embark on this adventure as we redefine our reality and realign with our authentic self. I'm Sage Wright. Thank you for joining this journey, and I can't wait to dive in with you. Welcome back to another episode of Redefine and Realign. I'm your host and your guide, Sage Wright, and today we are taking a journey of self-discovery. Yes, today we are redefining our lives. Now, we've all heard that life is a journey that is filled with twists and turns, and that we all find ourselves at a crossroads or questioning or having to make choices about our existence. But what if I told you that we have the power to redefine our lives? What if I said that I could help you break limiting beliefs or societal norms or even self-imposed boundaries that we create that honestly do not align with our deepest desires? So today I'm going to give you 5 steps to help you break free and live the life that you desire. So the first step is self-reflection, and this can come from a place of existence or it can come from a place of lack. Now, before we continue, you need to take out a piece of paper and a writing utensil, because here at Redefine and Realign, we are not going to just give you concepts. We are going to give you exercises that help you redefine your life and realign with your authentic self. Now back to self-reflection. As I mentioned before, self-reflection can come from a place of existence or from a place of lack. Now, what does that mean? That means that you could either self-reflect on the things that you currently have or from a place of the things that you are lacking. Today, we are going to work on both. So even if you are preoccupied at the moment, it is absolutely fine. Listen to what we're saying and then come back and practice these exercises. Now, on a piece of paper, we are going to start reflecting on various aspects of our lives. Now, that can be career, relationships, health, personal growth, personal development, finances, whatever 3 areas of your life that you currently want to work on, put them down now. From here, we are going to reflect on our lives from a place of existence and a place of lack. So next to that area of your life, you are going to write a statement. Now, this statement can start with, I love, I enjoy, I like. However, at some point, you're going to say, but, and this is where we put our place of lack. So you're going to say, I enjoy, and then talk about your existence, then say, but I lack this, that, and the next. So for the example that I will be working with today, I decided to go with career, and I said, I enjoy the work that I do, but I get bored easily in a 9-to-5 position and crave more problem solving and daily interactions. Now, once you've identified these statements, much like everything else in life, it's time to analyze it. So this means, what do I value in a career? What are some things that I'm looking for, that I'm searching for, that will help me keep what I like in existence, but also develop what I lack? Now, I know this is hard, and usually with my clients, this is something that I would take care of, but I suggest you use ChatGPT, and for today, I will also use ChatGPT so you can see how it can effectively help us redefine our lives. So I took that exact statement, and I put it into ChatGPT, and I said, hey, What are the values that I want in a position based off of this information? So here are some of the values that ChatGPT gave me based off of my statement. I want autonomy. So that means I value freedom to solve problems and make decisions independently, that I'd rather not be micromanaged in a 9-to-5 position. I value a challenge. I value creativity. I value growth, variety, and impact, which are all things that I could gather myself from this. But again, if you struggle to identify your feelings, ChatGPT is a great source that will help you. Now, before we continue, I want to give you the key to success when it comes to this exercise. When you are writing, when you are actively writing, you are in tune with yourself. When you are analyzing, you have to be objective. Pretend you're reading this note from a friend once you complete writing. And what true advice would you give this friend? So now I have my statement. Now I know my values. What's the next step? Well, step two is to set your intentions. So that means we have to do two things. We have to first clarify our aspirations. So we have to consider what you want to achieve or experience in this area of your life. And two, then we have to set actionable goals that will help us achieve this. So with my career advice, you know, it said that I want autonomy, I want creativity, I don't want to work a 9-to-5. Well, what are some jobs that I could do with the current tools that I have, or even tools that I can attain that will help me do this? So I asked ChatGPT, knowing my statement, knowing my values, what are some career paths that I could take? And ChatGPT said, well, you can work as a management consultant, you can work in software engineering, marketing managing, and entrepreneurship, life coaching, or project management. So with that information, I clarified my aspirations and decided that I wanted to be a mentor and I wanted to be a successful podcaster. And now knowing that information, I have to now set goals that will help me attain that. So when it comes to goal setting, my producer and I, when we mentor, we use SMART goals. And I think we'll have one entire episode on what SMART goals are and how to use it successfully to set goals and complete goals. But for right now, here are the basics of SMART goals. SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So when you're setting your goals, you start with S, specific. Now this means who, what, when, where, how. You have a goal, but what exactly do you need to accomplish it? Next is measurable, and measurable is quantifying your goals, so it makes it easier to track your progress. So in the career situation, I need to make X amount of money by X year. If you're trying to develop better communication or better understanding within your partners, we want to increase positive conversation and decrease negative conversation. We want to increase our dating and increase how many times we go out per month, and let's decrease the amount of times we fight over finances. A is for achievable, and I'll preface by saying here at Redefine and Realign, we do not believe that there is nothing that is unattainable. However, sometimes it's nice to give ourselves a reality check. In my instance, maybe making 200K in 1 month might not be attainable, especially if I don't have the excess time to put into my mentorship or to put into my podcast and relationships. Maybe you want to go on 10 dates a month, but financially, that might not work. So when we say check your reality, maybe I have to lower the number that I'm trying to generate or increase the amount of time in which I'm trying to generate it in. Same like our relationship, we can do 10 dates, but maybe they're just picnics in the park. Maybe we just have a movie date in our house. So when we say check your reality, we're not saying these things can't happen, but maybe we have to adjust them so they can happen right for us. R is for relevance. Now, this is why are we setting these goals? And if we accomplish it, does it satisfy the bigger picture? For instance, with my career goals, If one of my goals is to limit my time on social media, well, does that really benefit me as a podcaster and the goals that I'm trying to make? And does it benefit me as a mentor when I'm trying to get my name out there? So is that goal really relevant? And lastly, time bound. What is your time horizon? Is this next month, next week, tomorrow, next year? And let's be realistic, people. Let's really set times in which we feel that we can accomplish it. And let's aim to accomplish it. It makes no sense having these goals and making them time bound if we do not stick to the time. Again, I will have a whole entire episode on SMART goals and how we utilize this information to make our lives better and to redefine our lives. But for right now, just use SMART and just write down some goals and write down some bullet points in each section. Because now we move on to step three, embrace change. And to embrace change, we have to examine our limiting beliefs. And this is the negative self-talk. This is the negative talk that comes from a parent or a spouse or a coworker or whomever is giving you that negative talk. We need to analyze that. Why? Because once we start identifying these limiting beliefs and we start challenging them and start questioning them, we start to see that there might not be any validity to what we've been thinking or what others are thinking about us, and we start making alternative perspectives. Here at Redefine and Realign, we do not say we have problems. We don't even talk about problems. We always talk about opportunities for change. Now, for each statement that you have made, you are now going to write three limiting beliefs about each statement. So to remind you, my statement was, I enjoy the work that I do, but I get bored easily at a 9-to-5 position, and I crave more problem solving and daily interactions. So my three limiting beliefs are that I will only find fulfillment in a traditional 9-to-5, that I am not capable of finding stimulating work that aligns with my preferences and my values. And lastly, that change is too risky and I should just stick to what's familiar. So I'll focus on the hardest one and one I believe that everybody struggles with, and that is change is too risky. I should just stick to what I'm familiar with. So remember, we have dropped our pens and now we are objective. We are just our best friends telling it to each other how it is. So question the validity of that belief. Change is too risky. I should stick to what I'm familiar with. Well, how has that been for you? How has that served you in the past? Are you growing or do you feel restricted? Do you feel better about yourself when you're in familiar spaces? Are you bored in familiar spaces? Is this really something that you want to stick to? Or do you get excited with change? Do you get a spark in your eyes when something unexpected happens? Question the validity of that belief. Then you're going to say, I call BS. And you're going to think of a time in which you had a positive change or something that goes directly against your belief and you came out for the better. So for instance, if I'm reflecting on a time where I made something risky happen, I moved to another country. And since moving to that country, I've found a husband. I've had a better relationship with my parents. I've found things that I loved and that I liked. And it was risky. Of course it was risky. But I had the best time of my life in a whole nother country that I had to adapt to and that I was unfamiliar with, rather than staying in the States and being familiar and comfortable and staying in my house all day, right? I got more fresh air in Jamaica than I have in the States. So maybe, just maybe, change isn't risky. Maybe change is exciting and new and could benefit us. So now that we found that there's no validity to what our beliefs are, and that now that we've challenged our belief and we've seen actual testimony and anecdotes to what we've been saying, we're going to reframe what we've said. We're going to reframe our beliefs. No, change isn't risky and staying familiar isn't comfortable. Change is actually an opportunity for growth and discovery, and it's not something that I should avoid or fear. And this is how we are going to start embracing change. This is how we're going to examine our limiting beliefs, and we are going to reframe our mind and reframe our perspectives so we can move on to embracing change. Lastly, to embrace change, you need an action plan. And an action plan is quite extensive, and this is something that I would get into with my mentorship. This is definitely something that I will cover later on in full detail, but for the sake of time, an action plan is how we identify specific actions, timelines, and resources that we need to achieve our goals. Now, I know you're saying this is what SMART goals was, but no, SMART goals is more like your notes. An action plan is your actual plan that will take place in order to achieve these goals. So for instance, one of my goals is to have 10K followers on my podcast. What are the actual actions that I need to take in order to achieve that goal? Where do I start? What comes first? What comes after that? What is the third thing that I have to do? And eventually, when and how can I get to my goals? So our fourth practice that will help us redefine our lives, and which is honestly one of the hardest, is practicing self-compassion. And similar to the first exercise that we did, I want you guys to recognize the positive things that are happening in your life today, right now, currently. And in this exercise, we are going to flip and we are going to do the opposite so that we can practice gratitude and self-compassion and know that it's okay. Like, we're okay. And shift our minds from negative focus to a positive focus. In the beginning, I had you write a statement that said, I like, I love, I enjoy, but. But now I want you to start from a place of lack and then transition into a place of existence. For instance, I hate working a 9-to-5, but I get to hang out with my coworkers who are lovely, and I get to be around children and help them grow and be in a position of mentorship every single day. I don't get to see my friends and family as much as I like because I live so far away, but when I do get to see them, it's like a party and a celebration every single time because we get to talk about the things that have happened in our lives that I wasn't there to be a part of. And it really makes the moments more special and I enjoy them more. Sometimes we focus so much on what we lack that we forget to stop and be grateful for the little things that we do have, for the positive and the abundance that exists within our lives already. And this is actually one practice that I want you guys to work on every single day. When you find yourself in a negative situation, I want you to stop and just name one positive thing out of the situation. One thing that we can be grateful for in our current existence, even though we are going through something. And I know it's really hard and it's not an easy practice, but if you work on the small things and you just keep creeping your way up to bigger things, eventually you'll just see positivity everywhere you go. I am so passionate about this exercise that I want you to jot down 10 statements. Yes, 10 statements that start from a place of lack and enter a place of positivity and abundance. And then every day from here on out until our next podcast, I want you to make one statement per day in active time. And lastly, number 5, you need to reflect and revise. Okay, you need to continuously be working towards progress. And one thing that Denzel Washington said that has resonated with me is that just because you're moving doesn't mean there's progress. What he means by that is that you can be running around doing a whole bunch of things at once. That does not mean you are getting anywhere. You could run on a treadmill and do a lot of work on a treadmill, but you have not moved a single distance. When it comes to reflecting and revising, you have to celebrate your success, you need to learn from your setbacks, and you need to continue to refine your path, because who you are today may not align with the person you want to be a year from now or the person who you are a year from now. As we conclude today's journey, I want you to remember that life is not a destination, that it is a continuous evolution of self-discovery and growth. And we need to self-reflect. We need to set our intentions. We need to embrace our change. We need to practice our self-compassion. And we have to regularly reflect and revise. So as we embark on our next journey, which is realigning with our authentic self, may you walk with confidence, knowing that you possess the wisdom and the strength to navigate every twist and turn that life throws at you. And always remember, the power to redefine your life lies within you. So I will leave you with this. Dreams without goals are just dreams, and ultimately fuel disappointment. On the road to achieving your dreams, you must apply discipline, but most importantly, consistency. Because without commitment, you'll never start. But without consistency, you'll never finish. That was Denzel Washington. I am Sage Wright, and that is all we have for today. Thank you for joining us, and I can't wait to see you next week.